Mrs. Haynes, you were telling me about that summer and something about riding the train. You could ride the train for free.
Yes. Little girl rode the train for free, the lady's little girl. I rode for half fare.
Oh, you had to pay half fare.
Yeah. I was that small.
Oh, oh, I see. You were that little, in size, in stature. Yeah. So you would go every day to in the summer to Central and teach as a substitute teacher?
Well, we lived over to Central, and the weekends we'd come home.
Oh, I see. So you would actually live there while you were teaching?
Yeah, we would go with different people. And, but what was so amusing in getting a certificate to teach with,
uh-huh,
was the superintendent. When he was all in his office, he couldn't see unless he come to the gate. And he came to the gate and looked over and saw me. And he said, what do you want? And I told him again. He said, you got a school? I said, yes, sir. And I showed him the letter that the people, trustees gave me. They were white. And he said, well, say, if you have a school, I'll give you two certificates. And he gave me two permits. And I have been successful in getting two of something. But when they began issuing out MasterCards, I got two MasterCards. I got two cards from Sears Roebuck.
You seem to get twos, huh?
Two cards from somebody else. But anyway, I get two.
Mm-hmm.
Why to get two? I didn't ask for them. Gallon Bell sent me two. Now, why they sent me two cards, I always wondered.
Well, when you said you got two certificates, how old were you then? Had you graduated from college?
That was when I was 14. See,
this
I had
was when
to
you
go
were 14
get
and you had to have a certificate just to teach the summer school, too. And they gave
they
you
call
two.
Them permits.
Two permits. You got two permits, and so you had two permits to teach, but it was the same permit. You just received two of them.
Yeah, he just gave me that to have something to laugh about. And so I did that in the 4 years that I was in college. I was able to teach school every summer except one.
So you continued teaching. What was the name of the school in Central? Do you remember? Did it have a name?
Central.
Just Central?
Mm-hmm.
Why was it in the summer? Why was it?
Back then, we had lay-by schools.
What does lay-by mean?
Lay-by means that when the field was going through the change,
uh-huh,
we would have our school maybe the middle of July up until the middle of August.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'd run up on places where they went 6 weeks, and sometimes where they just go 4 weeks in the summer.
Oh.
And then they wouldn't open up no more then until December, the last of November.
Uh-huh.
And you teach about 2 months then.
Uh-huh.
So that's why the children in the country never didn't know what grade they were, because they didn't get to go to school long. And then the teachers, they had to have so many so they could have school. And if the children wasn't coming in very fast, they'd keep the children there so they'd have children to teach.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say rush them out like to do that.
Right, right. The other thing I want to ask you then, so you did that every summer until you graduated from college.
Yeah.
Help with the those kids.
In the summer I graduated, I waited 11 months.
Oh, some of you graduated, you worked 11 months.
Yeah, the school I was working in, then when I left there that Friday, school was out on a Friday,
uh-huh,
and I went to Seneca, the new school in Seneca. I went to the high school in Seneca.
The new public high school in Seneca?
In Seneca.
Is this a black school?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nine months, and that made me teach that law.
So you taught a long time that year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you graduated from college, what degree did you have in what, in education or what?
Well,
they didn't have education degrees back then, did they?
No. I was so I could teach high school or either elementary school.
Mm-hmm. So you had you graduated able to teach, right?
Yeah.
Okay. High school
got
or elementary?
Got an AB degree.
Oh, an AB degree. Okay. As far as your parents, did they either one attend school?
No.
Neither one, father or mother?
My father couldn't do much reading and writing,
mm-hmm.
but my mother was an excellent reader.
She was. Mm-hmm.
And she went to school some,
mm-hmm.
but after knowing how to read, she just continued reading, and
uh-huh.
she should have been an artist, but she didn't have the equipment he used, but she could draw, and she could do any kind of handwork she come across.
You said she was highly talented and artistic.
Yeah, the only thing she needed was just a little something to work with.
More materials.
Yeah.
More of that kind of thing.
Hard working. She was an outstanding seamstress.
Mm.
In fact, anything that she'd go to do, she was good.
How did she learn to read? Who taught her how to read?
Well, I think by being a mother worked for white people, and
uh-huh.
white children and colored children back then played together and
oh.
worked. And a lot of white children, they would go to school. The blacks couldn't go to school, but they'd come home and teach the blacks.
Oh, so you think she learned from children that
she
played with?
Yeah, from the people that she come in contact with.
Uh-huh. And she picked it up so well she could continue to read.
Yeah. And then when they had the teacher's examination and the teacher was talking about the questions,
mm-hmm.
Mama could answer them better. She answered them better than the teacher because the teacher said they didn't know what they were talking about.
Mm.
Now, if she had been a teacher, when it comes to the Bible, she could answer those questions. When it comes to reading and spelling, now she could spell because she was trained well with the blueback spell.
Oh, I see. She actually had some training in that.
And she knew how to divide syllables and spell words.
Mm.
Very good.
So she was an active Bible reader, too. She read her Bible.
Mm.
Did she like to read out loud, or did she most?
Oh, yes.
Was she a good reader when she read to you out loud?
Yes.
What did she read to you? What are some of the things she read to you?
Oh, she read the Bible, and we had storybooks. And
mm-hmm.
just whatever she would read, she'd read that to us loud.
Mm-hmm.
And we had teachers bowled with us quite a bit, and that helped me
mm-hmm.
because they would let me use their books. I have nothing to kick on.
Yeah. Now, the other thing
I went to a school, Seneca Institute used to have a band, and every day at 12 o'clock you had to march.
Mm-hmm.
Gave you marching lessons, and I really can march.
Oh, you really learned how to march?
Well, yeah, I can turn cones.
And this was, what grade were you in when you did that at Seneca Institute?
Well, I was in the eighth grade.
Eighth grade. And were you in the band? Did you play an instrument?
No, I didn't play an instrument. They didn't have no girls playing instruments then.
But they had like a marching team or
yeah,
something, a marching squad?
Yeah, you had to march. You marched double and you marched single.
Mm.
Every day.
I see. And this was every day?
Yeah.
It was actually a big
exercise, I guess.
Uh-huh. So you learned to march well then.
Yeah.
Now, what about you say your parents didn't attend formal school. What about your grandparents? You said your mother attended little school, didn't you?
Yeah.
Where did she go to school that little bit?
Well, I guess wherever she was living in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
They had a few days that they'd get
school. Yeah, she had some. You did say she had some. Did your grandparents go to any schooling at all?
Well, I no doubt they did.
They had some, you think?
Yeah, back then.
How many years did you attend school then that you can remember? Well, you went all through.
Well, I went to Morris College 4 years.
Okay.
And I had a white teacher at Morris College.
Uh-huh.
Then after I finished college, I began going to summer school.
Uh-huh.
I missed one summer from 25 up until 64. I went to summer school every summer.
Oh, you did. You continued.
I have enough hours. They said I have a PhD.
Do you have a master's degree?
No, I didn't sign up for it. I didn't want to be beholden to the school. I had to go there and dig to get a certificate renewed. I never did have to get my certificate renewed on the basis of I had to attend summer school. I had hours above.
Right.
And when they transferred me over to special education, I had needed 18 hours to be certified.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 12 of them, and I didn't know I had them in the folks week. His teacher didn't know that they'd turn into that. But I spent 4 years of studying people.
Oh, uh-huh. What course, what courses were they, like a sociology course or something?
Yeah. And then there's different courses that would give me a viewpoint on people, mm-hmm. the attitude, and how you can tell about their change and all that.
Their development, and that kind of thing.
It's very interesting, and it's very interesting to meet people and talk with them and see how much I've been in class.
Now, when you said you went to all this summer school, where did you go? What school?
I went to Benedict.
Uh-huh.
That was in Columbia.
Uh-huh.
I went to State.
Uh-huh.
South Carolina State. That was in Orangeburg. And I ended up in Virginia State.
Oh, you actually got to Virginia State, too?
Yeah, that was my life. I went up until I began teaching Head Start.
Oh, you began to teach Head Start? So even though you went to summer school all those years, you still only have you have your AB, but you don't have your master's?
No, I could have gotten it, but I didn't want to sign up.
Right, right. Okay, so you said that you did Head Start, and you also mentioned something about special ed. What did you teach before? Had you taught grade school or high school before?
I taught both.
Both?
I taught everything in the elementary department except third grade.
Every grade but third. And
in the high school, I taught science and English.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, I was able to work in if somebody was out. Did anything up in the high school department.
And then you became interested in special education?
Well, I didn't know nothing about special education. The superintendent just told me that he's going to have a class and he wanted me to go to summer school and study for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was appointed by the superintendent.
Oh, the superintendent chose you to do it. I see. And that's when you learned to do it.
I worked in 96, first, 96, South Carolina. Then the state superintendent sent me to Easley.
Oh, and then you went to Easley to teach.
Yeah.
Now,
that's
when
where I retired.
Oh, you retired from Easley.
Yeah.
Now, when you were doing special ed, was it with little children or the high school age?
No, they were small. You get them from third grade on up. Mm-hmm. And I taught 2 years in trying to see just what we could. I would come out with a junior group,
mm-hmm.
of special education.
Oh, I see. Now, when you
most of them were boys.
Oh, you had mostly boys.
And
was this all still black children?
No, this
by
was
this
after
time
we
you had
meet.
This. You did this after schools were integrated.
Yeah.
So you had some white children too.
Yes, I had more whites than I did black.
Hmm.
They were very nice to me because I didn't have no trouble with the children. The biggest trouble that I found in school after we integrated was the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Their attitude.
Yeah. The teachers and the parents.
Because
the children, they've been fighting ever since they've been in school. Stopping to wake each other and have a blowout and then going home.
Yeah.
And some of them went to the same house, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's working.
Now, I wanted to ask you, so you retired easily. What year was that?
72.
72.
And backtracking a little bit my years in college. I was in college 4 years. I started off with 14 men in my class. which did not want me in their class because they said Seneca Institute wasn't a large enough school for me. I hadn't had enough training to get in the college department. See, when I went to college, went to Morris College, I was already classified. I didn't have nothing to do but to walk in the room, and the man that was seeing about issuing the little papers to the student, he asked me if I was Miss Perry from Seneca. I told him yes, so he said, here your paper. Now, I didn't even get to sit down. He handed me my paper, and that was meant keep walking.
He didn't want you to stay.
I didn't stay to be classified. I was already classified when I went back.
Oh, I see. So, oh, I see. You didn't have to stay with him to be classified. You were. Oh, I see. I misunderstood that, the whole point of the story. Oh, I see. Because you meant you left his room because you were classified.
And those 14 men.
Were these all black men then?
Yeah. They were. 12 of them stayed on the campus.
Oh.
And I was, and I had to eat the same table with them. And they were men that had been overseas.
Oh, by this time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And they gave me fits, but I stayed in there and made it.
These are fellows who had been in the First World War.
Yeah.
Did they finally accept you after they saw how well you were doing?
Well, after they did, they treated me like a brother. All of them were brothers. And see, I wasn't allowed to go in company. But I managed to get marry one of the fellows.
You married one of the 14 men?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Two of the men dropped out, but and the two men that one and another one, they were fellows that didn't go, they weren't old enough to go in service.
Oh, I see.
The man that I married, and it's Dennis Owens Greenberg. They weren't old enough.
Your husband and this other man were not old enough to be in the service. They were younger.
Yeah.
Now, when you said you weren't allowed to, what was the term you used? Go
receive company.
Receive company. Is this your parents that said you weren't old enough to receive company?
Yeah, when I left, you know.
Even though you had graduated from high school,
yeah,
and were in college, you still
couldn't
receive company.
They didn't look at it
company.
Like that.
I see. They still thought
and
you were too young.
And then the people who was here to the school, knowing my parents,
they didn't want you to
approve of
either.
It, but the last 2 years I was there, well, it was all right.
Now, what was
And I married while my husband was in mid school.
You did? You married him while he was in med school. Now, what is your husband's name, Mrs. Haynes?
Christopher Joseph Haynes.
Christopher Joseph Haynes. And you
he
met him?
He was from Sumter.
That's what I was going to ask. He's from Sumter. And you met him when you were in college, and then you married when you were in med school.
Yeah. And the first paper that I was to turn in to a teacher, he asked me to let him see it, and I did. He looked it over. He was very smart.
Mm-hmm.
He looked the paper over and marked it up so I couldn't tell what I had on the paper. And he told me, now, go and fix me a paper and pass it in to somebody. Mm-hmm. That one wasn't fitting to pass nobody.
He was very critical.
I didn't like it, and I didn't like him.
Oh, you didn't like him?
Oh,
then.
I didn't like him then. I was the second year we began with another young man that I liked. He was from... We were in school to Seneca Institute together. And he left. He didn't stay at Mars.
Uh-huh.
He left and went to Atlanta to school, Morehouse. But
what
they
was
met.
His?
He's a Rhodes.
A doctor, Rhodes?
And he's Dr. Rhodes.
And he's a doctor, too. Is he still living?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm sorry I interrupted you. Can't raise his...
And so with that, well, it turned out all right.
Now, what year were you married?
27.
In 1927. And your husband became a doctor, and where was he a doctor?
He lived in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Oh, you were in Tennessee when...
When he died.
When he died, you were living in Tennessee, and that's
yeah.
where he was a doctor all those years? And what was his...
Well, he was just out of school 2 years before he passed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. See, we married, and then he was in school 2 years before we married.
Right.
And then he was out of school 2 years. And that meant, see, he'd taken his intern work. And he'd taken his intern work in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Mm.
His first grandchild was born. mm-hmm. in North Carolina, in that hospital.
So you did have some children before you died?
I had one child.
You had the one child, you had yes. a child before
and
you died?
And then my childhood, our child had two children.
Yeah. What was your child, boy or girl?
Good.
Girl, what's her name?
But everybody, cause when they ask me about somebody, they'll ask me, how's my boy getting along? I don't know why. It's Amina.
Amina?
It's Amina. X-I-M-E-N-A.
X-I-M-E-N-A. Mm-hmm. Amina. And Amina had children then? How many?
She's got two, a boy and a girl.
Oh, well, how nice.
And her son has three girls. And her daughter has one boy.
My goodness.
And it's quite amusing with them. And the oldest girl is a graduate. And they...
Good. And getting back to your husband, so you were married only really about four years.
Yeah.
And so when he died, what did you do? Come back to...
Brought him back and buried him in Sumter. And then I came.
You came back here. And you pretty much...
And this is the place where I come and throw my hat in the house and keep walking.
Have you pretty much stayed in this area since then?
No foreigners coming in and out. In and out.
Yeah, right.
But as far as... In fact, I haven't stayed a year in that house since I was 14.
You haven't actually lived there a year. You're always in and out of the house, mm-hmm. going different places. Okay, going back to the education, were you the first person in your family to attend college, or do you know of anyone else?
Well, as far as I know, on both sides.
Mother's family and father's family. You said your mother was a good reader, so did you have books at home to read?
Oh, yeah. Because
you said she read to you and everything.
Well, one thing about it, Miss Janet gave us a lot of books.
Oh, she did. Because I was going to ask you, what kind of books did you have? But if you got some from Miss Janet, you probably had a lot of different kinds.
Oh, we had a lot of different kinds. And then one nice thing about it, we brought up with a newspaper. They read it in the daytime, and at night when Papa get ready to leave, that he could bring it home to us.
Oh, well, good. That was my next question. I was going to ask you if you had newspapers. So you had the newspaper of the Gentiles, and you would bring it home to read. And
the Atlanta Constitution, I remember that.
Was that the paper, the Atlanta Constitution?
I don't know. It doesn't register concerning Greenville News, because I think when that got out, we were able to buy one. We mm-hmm. bought our own paper. And the paper that printed here in Seneca was all we get there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop in a minute. Did you have magazines in the home?
Yes, we would get those too, because they would come from the journalists, things like that. They were very nice people too.
They sound as if they were real good to you.
Mm-hmm. They would. Well, when they finished with something like mm-hmm. that. And sometimes we'd get them with the new.
Right.
But they'd always look out and give Papa something that would be a light to us.
Mm-hmm. Would help you all. Be something you'd enjoy and help you. But that was, they sounded that they were pretty kind people.
Oh, this kind. Everybody that ever worked for him, he'd see to it, they'd have a home.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That really is. Did your teachers, when you were back in school, ever talk about Black history, or is that before they started doing that?
Well, it was after I went to college. We talked more about Black men than we had in the Seneca Institute. Now,
right.
See, there were schools that talked about it, but I wasn't connected with them.
Right.
I think the schools have been... Somebody's been writing and talking about it ever since it's been... Maybe freedom or before freedom.
Right. At least talking about it.
Yeah.
That word of mouth, kind of. Did they ever talk about famous Black men and women in the school?
Oh, yeah. We had, and the ones that were famous, we looked up to them.
You did. Do you remember any particular ones that you studied?
Well,
George Washington Carver or Booker T. Washington?
Booker T. Washington. Carl.
That's all right.
Paul Lawrence Dunbar.
What was Dunbar?
Dunbar.
What was her first name?
Paul Lawrence.
That's right. Paul Lawrence. Oh, that was a man. Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Yeah, right.
Bethune. Miss Bethune.
Yeah, I've heard of Miss Bethune. Did they ever read to the class anything that was written by black authors?
Oh, yeah, we had to learn. I never did learn how to read this Paul Lawrence's reading. I couldn't never get my, like, you know, the piece that he wrote about the boy being in the bed, get up, such and such a one, because it's day, and I couldn't get that right. I'm glad I wasn't pushed to do it.
Right.
But I just never could pronounce his words.
You had trouble with the words that he used. When you were small, and I'm sure I know your answer already, I think, were the white schools different from the black schools? And how were they different? Because you were saying you all didn't go to the rural schools.
Well, they had, their books were different.
Uh-huh.
And they had most different subjects than we had.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to the place once while I was teaching that they made books over. And they gave us the made-up over books, worked over. And some of the pages that we would read, you'd have to go to almost to the back of the book to get the part of it. They just put them together. They didn't,
even check.
They had a page, but wherever that page fell, well, that's where it was.
And sometimes it wasn't in sequence then, the pages.
No. And then before the teacher's examination, we didn't get no salary.
Oh, you weren't salaried.
When I finished
until
school,
you had an examination.
Mm-hmm. When I finished school, they told me anybody with a first grade certificate would get $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it.
Oh my goodness.
We got $50. We got $50 a month up until they began with the teacher's examination.
Jesus.
And then it began grading. And when I began teaching school, I got $25. So we have come a long way.
You sure have. Now, some people have told me that the books that they got sometimes were the books that the white people were through with.
What did I say?
And also school equipment, too. Is that right?
Yes. And then my people didn't have enough energy, and it wasn't was so eager to hold jobs until our principals wouldn't ask for things for us.
Mm.
Some of them didn't ask for nothing because I've talked with superintendents that would ask why.
Mm-hmm.
And say, for instance, that the state would give $200 to run the school, or I'm just giving an estimate, of $200, the man said, I get to hold a job, get to have a job. He'd say, I can do that for $100. Well, he'd keep that $100 for his school.
Oh, gee. So then you all wouldn't get the 100.
No.
And also, didn't you all have less schooling as far as the school year because sometimes blacks had to work and that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you probably had more students in the classroom?
That's the way it was made.
Mm-hmm. And your school day was even different, like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. What about when your parents were young? Were the schools different?
Worse
then, because it was earlier. Do you remember any educational groups or organizations in your community when you were little? Were there any educational groups back then? Did they have PTA yet, or was that
new? Well, no. PTA come on up in the years.
Mm-hmm. Came later.
Because that was my newborn baby.
Oh, your child.
Yeah, I considered that PTA was my newborn baby with pneumonia.
Oh.
Because I had to beg, I begged people and begged people to come to the meeting.
Oh, I see. You're not talking about your real child. You said that PTA was a newborn baby.
Yeah, I consider that. Yeah. That's what I tell them. I said, this is my newborn baby. I said, let's try to do something fun.
And you really begged people to come in?
Yeah.
Did you have much?
And we had, it turned out before it went off the scene, it turned out to be very helpful.
Oh, good. You were able to get some people to come and support you?
Most of the schools had PTAs, and now they have them, and their parents to go. And it means so much when the parents come to the meeting and asked about his child.
Yeah.
And that make the teacher know that you're interested in your children.
Right.
But where they don't see you and don't know you, why they don't think that you care.
That's right.
And then they get to the place they don't care.
Was there anything else about education that you remember that you wanted to share with me as far as, you know, when you were little or your family or?
Well, I'm just glad that I was able to go as far as I did go. And I've tried to make good use of it. And I'm begging every day. I'm pleading with parents and with children. Go to school just as long as you can.
Right.
And don't just learn one thing to do.
Mm.
Try to learn as many things to do as you can.
Right.
And I always, ever since I began working, tried to get the children to see that. I told them, I said, learn all you can, because one day it's going to come a day when the world going to ask you, what can you do? What do you know? I said, you're not going to be able to turn no answer.